Welcome to the 90-Second Navigator. I'm Joel Brookman. We've been talking all week about the idea of preventing a midlife crisis, right? And that's when you wake up one day wondering where your life's gone and looking at yourself in the mirror and saying, why did I not fulfill the things I wanted to do and why am I not living the life that I want to live? And yesterday we touched on the idea of getting a clear understanding of what you want to be doing. So if you have an idea of what your life looks like, now you can start to strive to create the life that you want. And so today's concept is all around acting on the things that you want to be doing. So a lot of people have great intentions, but the people that truly succeed, those are the people that act on those intentions. So once you get that clarity that we talked about yesterday, then you need to take the necessary action that you need to bring whatever you want to be, do, or have into your life. For me, I got pretty clear on what I wanted. I wanted to find ways to spend more time in Colorado or in the mountains. And so I started to ski several mountains a year, and I would go out and meet, I'd ski the mountains, make sure I liked the mountains, then I'd check out the town, and if I really liked the town and the mountain, then I'd meet with realtors. And those realtors would help me zero in on really where I wanted to be. You know, what was the price like for what I for the kind of place I wanted to have? And you know, is it reasonable for me to be able to get back and forth via air travel? And what are the logistics of getting in from the airport and so on? So I'd go through this whole study. And, you know, I kept that study up until I found the area that I truly loved. And once I found where I really wanted to be, I started following the real estate market even more closely until the property that I really liked matched my willingness and my ability to pull the trigger and move forward. So that was what I did, right? It was just getting clarity on where I wanted to be, how I was going to do it, and then taking the action and putting myself in there. And as you start to act and as you start to think through this every day, it becomes clearer and clearer of what action you need to take, right? Initially, it may seem, you know, if you've got a lofty goal, it may seem like a huge undertaking. But everything happens one step at a time. So start to take those baby steps. Start to take those bigger steps. And as you do that, other things start to open up for you in your life. Things become clearer. Your path sort of opens itself up to you, and you start to see what your next steps are. So don't get overwhelmed. Just start taking those smaller steps toward where you want to go. But you truly have to act on the things that you want to be doing. If you know of anybody that can benefit from hearing this episode, please send them a link and suggest that they subscribe. The link's joelbrookman.com, and from there they can click on links at iTunes or at Stitcher where they can pull on the show. And if you haven't yet subscribed yourself, just go to iTunes if you would, hit the subscribe button, and while you're there, if you'd be so kind as to leave a review, that would be greatly appreciated. Before we finish, let's take a moment and get centered. Take a deep breath in through your nose and out through your mouth. And in through your nose and out through your mouth. Rise above your daily challenges. Clear your mind. Use your inner wisdom to connect to a bigger picture. Join me tomorrow for another episode of the 90-Second Navigator. We're going to talk about continuing to do the things that you want to do. But for today, once you've got a clear understanding of what you want to be doing, start to take the action necessary to get you where you want to go.